Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, have you often asked yourself the question that I ask every time we turn the calendar to the page which is marked October? When did Halloween become such a big day in American life? It appears sometimes to be almost a new American holiday. And we forget the fact that the term Halloween means All Hallows' Eve, that is, a preparation to celebrate the Feast of All Saints. But along with this growing celebration, if I can call it that, of Halloween, comes something a little more disturbing, and that is a growing fascination with evil, with a darkness. Now, of course, I think so many of the costumes that are associated with Halloween are a way that people not only picture a world or an experience that seems beyond our normal ken, but also, in picturing it, to be able to deal with it. I think sometimes some of the costumes are a way by making fun of supposed spirits, especially those that are associated with the great father of lies, that is, the devil himself. But sometimes this fascination with evil runs the temptation of being captured by it. And I want to speak about a remedy for that, how, in fact, we need to refocus ourselves on those two very important days that begin the month of November, All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. I think a lot of what occurs around Halloween, especially with the young children, is kind of innocent and harmless fun. I don't think many of them really believe that there are going to be pirates haunting them or ghosts look like sheets with eye slits cut out. But perhaps knowing that Halloween means All Hallows' Eve, we can approach the day by remembering it as a time of preparation. In celebrating All Saints' Day, on one level, of course, the Church is commemorating all of those men and women who by their lives are now in the presence for all eternity of Jesus Christ. We do not know their names, but we know they are present to us and in their prayer. Also, Saints' Day is also a day to remember that we are part of an extraordinary communion that goes far back into history to the very time of Jesus Christ and stretches far into the future until his second coming. That the Church is not simply those people gathered in one particular historical time or one particular place, but the Church is the collection of all of those faithful to Jesus Christ, those who have died in the faith, those who are to come. And they are present to us, especially in our worship. And we remember that the saints are living among us, especially in their prayer and adoration. And the faithful departed that we commemorate on All Souls' Day are asking for our remembrance and our prayers, just as we ask the saints for theirs. We are bound together in a communion that natural death cannot destroy. Now, All Saints' Day also is a way of remembering that our principal vocation, coming from our baptism and confirmation, is a vocation to holiness. To find in the saints not only powerful intercessors, but models calling us on our own particular pilgrimage to the kingdom. We know here we have no lasting city, but our present world is the scene of our salvation. And in remembering the saints, in understanding how they are models for us, how in the lives of saints we find not only a rejoicing in all those who have gone before us, but also a method of living by which we too can attain that sanctity that they now enjoy in Jesus Christ. And realizing that we are part of this marvelous communion that we celebrate most importantly in the Holy Eucharist allows us to have a great deal of courage and consolation in our own lives, rejoicing in the gifts that God has given us, being comforted in those difficulties, knowing that even though physically at any particular moment we may not be in any company, we are still surrounded by saints and angels. And we join them in rejoicing in the victory of Jesus Christ, for that victory is the source of our sense of well-being, our sense of a future, and that sense that our pilgrimage, even though we may find some difficult passages in it, is a pilgrimage to life and that life abundant. This sense of All Saints' Day is joined then to our commemoration of All Souls' Day, of those faithful departed who died expressing a firm faith in Jesus Christ, but who carry that burden of the temporal effects of sin, entering into a period of pure purification by which they are made able to be in the presence of God and rejoice in it rather than to be overwhelmed by it. And they too are on a pilgrimage with us. They are not lost to us. They are still a part of us. And as we beg the intercession of the saints, they beg of us our prayers in intercession as well. We are joined in that marvelous experience of the power of Jesus Christ and how he is remaking us all in his image. And therefore, as we prepare to celebrate All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, we find an opportunity to reawaken that sense of our vocation to holiness. And holiness is not to be identified with any particular form of devotion or habit of life, but it is a holiness that is rooted in a profound desire always to do the will of God, discovering the way by which God does speak to us through sacred scripture and in the sacraments, a desire to make of Jesus Christ not only a leader, but a companion as well, following in his footsteps, and by our attentive love of God, know a profound love of neighbor. For as St. John said in his first letter, how can you say you love God if you do not love his image, that is, our neighbor? We remember then who we are, why we are here, and where we are going. We're sustained by a virtue that should be spoken about more often than it is, in the virtue of hope. A virtue that is rooted in the sense that when all is said and done, in that final moment, Jesus Christ is victor, and he will overcome all the darkness in our lives, the sin, as long as we turn our hearts and minds to him in prayer and in devotion. We are not to be discouraged or to grow lax in our pursuit of the good, but always to be sustained by what so many spiritual writers called the vision glorious, that before us there is Christ calling, giving an example, enlightening our minds and hearts, until, as St. John tells us, we shall become like him, for we shall see him as he actually is.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.